Hello and good evening, everybody on Audio Boo. This is Melissa, and I'm back to the longer format now because there's going to be some cool stuff I'm going to want to be demonstrating during the next month. Now, you might be asking, what am I opening? Well, I am opening. You guys may have seen my check-in on Foursquare earlier. I was at a place called Knott's Berry Farm. It's an amusement park. We didn't actually go in the park. We just ate at a little restaurant where they're supposedly famous for their fried chicken. And I've got the TV on in the background. Anyway, one store they have that I had to check out was a candy store. And they have candies that are rare. Well, for me, they're rare. They have chocolate-covered gummy bears, and they are so good. This is like a drug to a drug addict. This is so damn good. Anyway, oh my god, what a weekend. Yeah, there's definitely a difference because now I'm by myself, and it's not a bad thing, really. I have a little bit more time for me, so I'm relieved that I won't be as stressed, but it's also, you know, There's a little bit of a sadness to it because I know my husband's doing the right thing and I support him and I'm here for him, and whatever he needs, I'm sure he'll come to understand that anything is possible. So it's quite an interesting thing. He's going away for 6 months. They are going to let him come down every other weekend just to come visit. But it's going to be like a Friday and Sunday thing. So, I'm hoping that he gets a lot out of this. I really, really hope he gets a lot out of this. Because he deserves it. He deserves to live a more fulfilling, independent life. And I think that it's going to be a good thing. For me, I can take some time to enjoy the peace and quiet. Save up and go get me a massage. I really want one so bad. So I'll save up and go get one. Now I just have to focus on my schooling. I missed class today, but I had a good reason. I took Jeremy to his program yesterday. And now I'm home. And, so, it's a nice, quiet evening, and I'm just sitting here indulging in one of my weaknesses that I haven't had in, it has to have been over a year. They used to have the candy factory at the mall over here, but they closed down a few years ago. And I never saw these chocolate-covered gummy bears at all until I went to candy shops like this, and I got a pound. So, and the reason I got so many is because they're so rare. I never come across them. In fact, I told my husband I got a bag of them, and he knows that he probably won't see any of them by the time he gets back in 2 weeks. This is one of my weaknesses. It's really weird. Anyway, so what else is going on? Like I said, prayers and support are definitely needed. For him, mainly. But, that's what's going on there. In other news, I recorded an audio boo yesterday while I was at the hotel. But, I was having problems with their Wi-Fi. So it would not upload. It gave me so many problems that I had to actually turn Wi-Fi off and primarily use the cellular network. Because I'd enter the username that they had on the paper and it would just give me an error. It says dynamic account was already in use. Which I really didn't understand. But in any event, I could not get access to their Wi-Fi. What else? So, if you hear an audio boo from me that talks about checking into the hotel and it was not uploaded until tonight, until I got on my Wi-Fi, that is what that was for. So you'll probably hear it. You probably have heard it by now. Let's see. What else? So, another interesting thing I got at the store at the mall today, I stopped in at a store called As Seen on TV. Now, they don't even have a store like that out here. And the store has everything, like products that you've seen on TV, like all different kinds, you know, personal body care, kitchen stuff. Well, they have, I was looking for the brownie pan. They didn't have it, the perfect brownie pan. I really wanted to get that. That's where it'll make individual brownies. I do have a brownie pan, but you have to measure out the batter for each square, and that's quite, sometimes kind of a hassle. Let's see, but while we were in there, I came across a pancake maker, and I bought that, and basically, it's almost like, almost like a griddle, but it's round, and you put some pancakes on it. I believe you put 2 or 4, anyway, you, not pancakes, but you put pancake batter on it, because it has little circles to put the pancake batter. And all you have to do is close the lid and cook it, and then flip the entire container, and then it'll cook the pancakes on the other side. I've been meaning to do that, because I got an electric griddle once for Christmas, and I've been told by several people, and I'm not sure if this is exactly true, I just haven't mastered the skill yet, but the one food that's difficult for blind people to make is pancakes, and I love pancakes, so I'm going to get some assistance in setting that up tomorrow, so I will be doing an audio boo about that, so once I figure out how to do that. And at that restaurant, they were selling, the restaurant we had dinner at, they were selling a bag of their pancake mix for $4. And I'd have to say it's like maybe a, like 3 cups worth or 4 cups. It's a pretty big bag. So, when I find out how to use it, you know, I always like to read the instructions for every new product. I will do an audio boo, and we will make pancakes. That's the cool thing about being alone is I don't feel, my husband likes Audioboo for certain things, but he's not an audio geek like I am. I love to record. And, being by myself, I feel I can let loose. I could be me for a little bit. But, let's see, what else? But yeah, that's in the making. I'm really excited about it. So, because I love pancakes. They are so good. I used to hate them after a while as a kid because that's what mom always make, pancakes. But then I love them. And I bet they'd turn out really good. So, and these chocolate gummy bears are such a huge weakness. I cannot stop eating them. Oh, God. And I just bought a pound's worth. I'm going to go through the whole bag tonight. You watch me. I'm going to be waking up in the morning with a sugar high. But anyway. Oh, some more great, exciting news. I had told a lot of people on Twitter that I had sent my Olympus recorder to get repaired. I sent it on the 26th of March. It was delivered on the 28th. And I waited for several weeks. Never heard from them. So, at the time I had my receipt, but I didn't, my husband went and shipped the package for me. And I never, you know, it didn't occur to him to insure the package. So, I figured if you didn't insure it, you didn't have a tracking number, but they still gave me a label number, so I was able to call the post office and find out when it was delivered. Well, they had it there until the 23rd of April, or 23rd or the 4th, 24th. But I just remember being frustrated because nobody would call me and let me know that they got the package. It's going to take a few weeks to get this repaired. And they were, well, one of them was a minor problem. The battery door was broken, but the speaker was also messed up. And I could not get it to clip. I mean, it stopped from clipping. I don't think it was a software issue because it worked fine when an external source was plugged in. So, it seemed to me like it was a hardware issue. So, anyway, it had sat there for over a month, or almost a month. And so, they told me that they were sorry for the huge delay. And I got an email saying that my repair will be completed and reshipped to me within 10 to 12 business days. And I got this email on Saturday, so I'm expecting it to show up in maybe 2 weeks or so. I'd say 3 weeks just to be safe. But they also said that there will be no charge for the repair. And I'm guessing it's because of the long delay, because it sat there for a month and nobody opened it. And I'm hoping that it will soon be on its way. So, so that's some other news. So, oh no, I'm crazy. It's going to be 11 o'clock and I am really tired. So, what I will probably do is listen to some meditation music for a while. Go to bed. You know, it's going to be quite interesting. I prefer to have the TV off when I sleep because we watch a lot of documentaries, especially the crime shows stuff. So that's not really pleasant stuff to go to sleep to. Of course, you could change the channel, but what I hate most about television is when you go to sleep, you fall asleep to a nice, soft show or movie, and then the commercials, they blast them, and it really gets annoying. So I've been literally, you know, awoke from my dreams in a cold sweat because it startled me so much. So I never really liked the TV on. My husband, on the other hand, I think the TV provides like a soothing background for him. So I'm so used to the TV being on but being low. That was our compromise, you know. Okay, I still got almost a full pound here. There's still a whole lot. But I have to say right now that I need to stop eating these. This is a huge weakness. A huge weakness of mine. So, anyway, our compromise as a married couple where he can have the TV on, but it has to be on low. And I mean super low in order for me to sleep. I don't like total silence either. I kind of like when I'm awake, I prefer my TV to be on or music. It doesn't matter. I just have to have a background sound because I don't like when it's completely silent. Because it's just, ugh. What's the excitement in that? Well, sometimes I guess silence is good. But, so I'll probably listen to meditation music, and what I might end up doing is move my iPod dock into the bedroom temporarily. It's in the guest room because that's kind of my private space. You need to talk. My but, number is 626 Monday, April 29, 10:42. I don't know what this is. Somebody sent me a DM. Anyway. I got my, I'll probably move my dock into the bedroom. I know I'm talking kind of slow tonight, but I just have a lot on my mind, so I'm really trying to just be positive and, be strong and, you know. But anyway, I'm gonna end this because I'm just rambling on. Complete nonsense. So, I hope everyone has a good night. Like I said, I'll probably just move my dock into the room temporarily. Put on some meditation music. It'll eventually stop playing. But, and I'll be able to sleep without the TV tonight. But that's, it's going to feel strange. Because I've kind of gotten used to the TV being this, like, known presence. It's almost like, you know how you could feel a presence of somebody in the room. Not only that, but you can hear them breathe. Because obviously if a person was a living, breathing human being, they'd obviously have to breathe to live. So you can kind of hear them breathing. If you're in a very quiet room and somebody's in there with you, you can hear them breathing, you know, whether it's very soft, you know, because eventually, you know, if they take very, very quiet breaths, eventually they're going to need to, you know, let out a deep one because it's good to inhale and exhale very deeply. But you can still hear a person breathe. And that's kind of what the TV was like. It was like that, not a creepy breathing presence, like somebody went,
you know, no, it's not kind of like that, but it's like you hear somebody kind of softly breathing, and it's a good person, it's a gentle person, it's a caring person. That's kind of what the TV is like. It's kind of like your friend, but it barely makes itself known. And with the TV not being on, I prefer it to not be on because, oh my gosh, the TV is almost on 24/7 in our house. I have it on during the day. He has it on at night. And in the summertime, the electric bills skyrocket because of the excessive use of the AC. So without the TV being on at night, that's going to really help out. We're going to make do with what we have. So yeah. Anyway, I'm going to relax. I'm going to get ready for bed. So, everyone have a good night. Take care. And thanks for listening. God bless.